Hi, good fuck everybody. We're Holy Pashk Sazria, and the first piece is from the Rambam Hilchas Mikvois. This is very typical. The Rambam, whenever he finishes a section of his halachas, he has a little Dvar Musar about it, and the same thing is true at the end of Tara. The Rambam has a mussar about Tyrus in general. Dova bar v'goli. So Rambam says, Dova bar v'goli, shatumis v'atayrus yasakosav he. That tumet Tyrus yasakosav. Ve'enon midvorim shedaitash odam machras oison. It is not the type of thing that a person's mind could possibly grasp it. Now, I just want to explain of the key word over here. Barein mechal achukim. The people translate a chok as something that has no reason. That's a bad translation. Mishagoyim have no reasons. Normal people have reasons. The human seichel das has different operations. One of them is processing information. If you tell me that all beetles eat cholent, and that the thing that you serve cholent to a beetle, then it's probably that the beetle ate the cholent. That's follows. It's a logical processing. It makes no sense whether or not they eat cholent, don't eat cholent. It doesn't make a difference. It works. There are things that we call a judgment call. In other words, does it make sense? Is it dvarim shel tam? Many things in halacha like that, where you bring rayas, and those are strong, and then you say, like, you know, ain't a near that this is this way. Those are called hachra'as hadas. It's what I call a judgment call. It's where my mind has a certain sense of things, and therefore, it's able to sort of make a cheshbon, say this reasonable, not that what we would call a test of being reasonable. Lemaisa, tumah and taira are things that the das has no hachra on. We can certainly, once we have the setup of hilchas tumah v'taira, we can say many things about it. We can write tons of chiburim about it. If the halacha is like this, then this is the result. But it's not only the pshat we can't find the reason fit. It doesn't fit our mind's sense of reasonable. It just doesn't fit into that category. And b'meila, the ein adas machras or something. The achras adas is specifically that type of nekuda. V'chein atvila min atumis mecha achukim hu. So almost by definition, tevila is the same. I mean, if tuma is something that is not physical, then how could physical water remove it? So the Rambam adds something here, which is a little hard to understand. We'll see in a second. He says that it's tolu in kavanas halev. Now, and he brings a right. If somebody is tovel, but where a yam, a person is sitting on the beach relaxing, and then a big wave comes and immerses him in memsa, so the halacha is, depends for what, but certain things it's good, certain it's not good, but it says tovel, lahuchsa kiloi tovel, and it doesn't work, that tefila. Somebody would say maybe because on the beach it's like tevel v'sheyas b'yodei, but like upon him, it doesn't work. So Rambam says, you see, it's following kavana. It's a big problem because it's only at most it's a din rabbanan. Maker din certainly works. So the Rambam is being a raya from Adrabba. So I think the only pshat I could come up with was that of course it's a rabbanan, but if das had nothing to do with tevila, this halacha wouldn't make any sense. Why would we say that it doesn't work if the person wasn't mechavet? It's the only thing I could come up with. The afal pikein remizesh bedava. Kishem Shamechavin Libur Letaher, the Kivim Shetoval Tohor. So when a person is Mechavin, is Metaher, the Alpha Pishon is Chadish Begufe Dova, even though nothing internally changed, it's an external thing. Kach HaMechavin Libur Letaher Nafshoi Mitumas HaNefoshes. Shemachshoves HaOven V'Deyas HaRos. Kivim Shehiskin Belibur Lifresh Moisnaitzis. So the Rambam says that the Iker Tuma, in other words, his the Iker Nekuda that he would like to focus on is Machshavas Ra'os, Deus Ra'os, where a person has a wrong tfisa in Yonim of Das and Emuna, and Bemela. What a person does is, he immerses himself in mehadas, which is the yam of das machshava, and is mechaven to be metai himself. So, lamashal, let's try to translate it into something a little more tangible. A person, Ram says, is affected by the norms of a society that he's around. And therefore, when a person is in a society of people that are very materialistic, so the person's machshavas and deis are about, look, he's much chashava, he's got so much money, he's got this, he's got that. That becomes my mindset. If a person makes a decision to change, person wants to get rid of that attitude, and then the person moves. Also, he immerses himself in a world of das, which has good deis, appropriate deis, the right understanding. So together, that changes the person. The idea of immersing himself when we talk about a yam, it says omola arz deir kamayim la yam mechasim. That deir represents the atmosphere. It represents the environment. There are some things that are the products of my machshava. There are some things that are the products of my environment and sort of the norm, the social norms are my norms. To get rid of that, I need to immerse myself in a different society with the condition that that's what I want. What I want is to be part of that world. Okay, that's the Rambam Hillsweek voice. The next one is Rabbeinu Bechaya, and he deals with the Indian of Leda, which is the beginning of this parasha. Valderech HaSeichel. So Lebaisa, the Rabbeinu Bechaya always has different levels of pshat. He has on the derech of pshat, on the derech of drash, on derech of that's medrash by him, and derech haseichel is sort of philosophy, understanding, and then on derech emes. But derech haseichel, sholosh olomos kol fan adam. Every person goes through three phases in his life. One is when he is in his mother's womb, and that's called Olam Yetzirah. V'utchilas havayosai, that is the beginning of his creation. In a person, that world is makir, Godless Hashem. Hu sh'olav ha-madovid ha-shav u-seisi v-seisi v-ukam tachtias oretz. Alekim Hunista Viniflo. The Yovi Raya Minamurgosh, And he brings a raya that the etzem maisa lekima always behesta from uba meima vo uba meima shenikra atzomim udava nelam nimshach achanes echum skayim esoychoy uma asiba shadechoy zelosis misham. So the entire being, in other words, for us outsiders, we have a tfisa in the world around us. But anytime we try to tap into the world beyond us, Uber is a world beyond us. And the truth is, every type of heroin and leida is something that's really mufla. When we see a tree growing, we admire Maase Hashem. But there's a special magic on the day, like today, by us today, everything started becoming green and sort of sprouting. There's sort of a pella that's really of a different order, that pella. The himshil laderach haruach, levaya kudobanelam kalamazach haruach. Derach haruach means the road that the wind uses. The wind is intangible. The wind doesn't have a metzias. The road that the wind travels on is a derach that's nela. O keshen shederach haruach vatzam bebetnam aleya dvarim nistarim lomim, kein kol maisa lakim nista venelam. Koshel by koyach hasoga. While oilam ze hiskes chornok kechoymas isani vechulu, ala kechelev tatichene vekagvina takbeene orubosat albisheinu, uvatsomes vegidin tisrusechene. Vehu ha'oilam shebe odem aimids man kotso tisha hadoshim uvam uchar yoisa, uvam ruchaikim shayasa chodesh, ein lisham sech vadas vlishun echrea. So one existence of a person is in a pre-world, a world that is kulei toiv, a world that belongs to the hesta and the helam that is ribei shalom, and not so much shaykh to our world. That's one phase of every nivra. Next, me oisa olam ha'yitzir netak al olam ha'sheni v'hu olam ha'zeh v'yesh lo b'zeh yisim mayil olam shabomenu ki b'olam ha'zeh k'shem shegufe godol kach yigdal sichloi v'tir b'chochmosei ad shemishtak v'tor v'mitzvus v'imam yasik dias Hashem yis'ala. So it's very interesting. He doesn't relate so much to the malach that teaches him Torah in the mother's womb, but rather speaks of this world as being a world where a person is marbet, and so on. I would say the following ha'ara about that. What is the yachas of the Torah that a malach teaches a person in the womb to the Torah we're learning in this world? So whatever the malach teaches us, the malach is a fixed person. A malach is an entity that is frozen. He is what he is, what he is. And the Torah that he teaches, however we understand it, however, whatever it is, the one thing that it is what it is. It's frozen. It's this is what it is, and that's it. The musig of being lahagdil Torah lahadil, the musig of being able to develop and to expand and to extrapolate and to do all those things that build up Torah, that's not shaykh to that world. It's not shaykh. It's just like physically, it's very limited. It is what it is. An Uber can reach full term. That's it. It can become bigger. It's a very set amount. The Mela, that is the world, a pre-Ruchnistic world, where whatever Ruchnis is there, and even though we admire Maase Hashem and we see Maase Hashem and it's benes and everything's wonderful, tachlis, it does not have the ability to expand in any sense of the word. There's no ribui. May oisam tse netkal machen olam hazeh, v'yesh is a maila alom shabamin, kemo hazeh kshim shagufur gadol so his seichel grows, and v'imam yasi disham salah, so even though this is better than the world before in the sense that we have the ability to move forward, it is limited. And So again, we would be here forever if we wish. I want to add an akuda here. I think it's important. There's a Kotzka vart that says, the Gemara speaks about would a person rather have less money now or more money later. So the Gemara uses the expression, it's better a bird in hand than two in the bush. It's the Gemara's expression. So they ask the Kotzka, I don't understand. It says that So isn't that the world to come versus the world here? So the Kotzka answered that the Gemara's description of its Toiv Chada B'yad, I think, Toiv Tzipart B'yad, I think is Lashon Gemara, is the Gemara itself is an Olam Hazadik Tfisa. In other words, we, with our Olam Hazadik perspective, see that things as they are better. And this explains a lot. Normal people do not want to leave this world. And you can write it off as we're lacking a bit in Amuna. At the end of the day, this world is real and here and now, and lost in lovo, and you know, it's very different. Two, you know, this world we can accomplish more still. Who knows what, you know, with the new tshuva and so on. Those are reasons why a person is reluctant to leave this metzias, obviously. But the Moshe Moshe Rabbeinu and all Gdolim and all Tzaddikim and everybody, you know, they all daven to stick around and stay. And you know, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, they daven until just the Surim or Tubing and so on. The answer is, as long as we're in this world, our tfisa of toiv is a this world tfisa. That's how we see it. And b'meila, we do not want to go. There's no way we could have that metzias of that world, of the good in that world. We can believe in it. We can, whatever we're doing with it, it's not what we feel and we are. The same way that nobody would like to go back to a type of metzias of pre-metzias. In other words, of having everything ready in hand and doing nothing. It's called retirement, and whatever people say about it, nobody wants to really do it, because that type of metzias where we're just kind of inactive and everything is being lavished on us also doesn't work. So as long as we're in this world, we have a different tfisa, and an olam hazadik tfisa is a tfisa of, you know, what's here is what is, and that's what I want. I mean, it's part of being in this world is not only physically we're located in a certain area and we're up and about. It means our core metzias is aligned with this metzias. And in this world, we want to survive in this world. We want to struggle. We want to push. We want to accomplish. We want to do. Finally, min ha'olam hazeh hu netak al olam ha'shlish olam ha'ba, she'en lo zman kotzav, ein le'tayne gazeich v'seif etachlis, bo yeshulon l'eschatz et koyso shosel m'hazeh. Ve'in ke mevohu, ke odam holech mitoyv al toyv me'ilu l'ilu v'shal shalom z'elu. So really, we're moving forward in these three worlds. Horishon is the olam ha'yitzira, where he's formed and created, shu choshev l'er, Ha'olam hazeh zasheni yesh bechoshech ve'oyer, ki hu misnayg al pishnei ha'moyres. Vashlishi olam haba shekulei toiv, shekulei oruch, shekulei ta'or, ei bechoshech. V'sholot shalom es elu romzom, kohelas, b'pasuk echad, hu sh'om ha'toiv shev m'shem ha'toiv, v'yamov z'yem v'oldeh. U'biro sh'al pasuk v'derech hazeh, toiv ha'oitze l'nafshoi, l'mayla oitres chus olam haba m'shem ha'toiv. Again, he's saying that Yom HaMavis is better than this, and so on. So I'll call upon him. The point is that these are three different structures, and I think it's an introduction of Rabbeinu Bechaya to this parsha that speaks about later. I think what he's trying to say is that this is called, the Torah is giving you the different stages. Later is the Torah is focusing on later as something which is a metzias that a person, it's a phase of a person's life. And that's why the Torah speaks of Isha Kisazriya Beselev. It's telling us that, you know, that is part of, it's a stage of life, and there's an end to it, and it moves forward a stage, and that's why you have all these halachas. I think that's the broad mechuvin of it. Okay, let's take a look at one more piece over here, and this is a chinuch on Negoyim. Mishrotza mitzvah. Ki l'kvoya b'nafshei seinu ki b'ashkochas Hashem Baruch Hu protis al kol echne v'odam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkocha is person to person. V'che'eina p'kos v'aldachehem. V'she'kosef ke'eina v'aldache ish v'atzad v'yirayah. So, in other words, tzaras is an affliction. Something bad happened to us. Each, the Torah is mesaderit so that every person it happens to goes and asks the Kohen, why did this happen? For Lachain, who's Harnu, Losses Leva La Cholia Rav, Lachshev Kachet Wermoisoi, Ramz Achonavok, Kibechet, Lashnahor Yavar Biroiv, Valinda Kachana Derech Mikra. So it means it's a mitzvah that's there to demonstrate this klal that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is mashkiach by from part of each person. The yeshan lover la koyin shaimid la chapara sachoitim in chevra samechape ula yehar betshuva the yusgasem yeshu libo in yan of the mosin the fashis b'maisa. So the whole process of him maybe having to sit in hezga for a week is to help him introspect and say to himself, maybe I did do something wrong. The form yuska shnei says gerim shemahir tshuva tshuva shleim legamri. So the period of Hezker is a period where a person has taken note. We give him a chance to really decide what he's done wrong, and if he's come to that, it'll disappear, and if not, he'll go through the whole thing. My shver told me that there was a Russian doctor, Chabatska, an old Chabatska, who used to daven with the Brisker Rav. Impressed. He said the Rav liked him a lot. He was one of these old, you know, real diehard Russian, real Chabadniks. And his name was Aronovich. So after davening once, the Brisker Rav came over to him and he showed him on his hand, he had like a rash. And he said, Dr. Aronovich, efshir kentem yer zogen from vos nemtzach das. Maybe you can tell me from what this is. So he looked at it, and he said, Briske Rav von drei Sachen. Briske Rav, it's from three things. Avoines, Chatoyim, and Pshoyim. And my Shver said the Rav liked it. The Rav had a lot of, he got a kick out of it. But I'll go upon him. So this Inyan was that. V'chol Inyan has geirin elu yoyrash b'chose baruch b'chol kol darcha adem achas la'achas. And all of these, all of this shows you all of this idea of hashkacha pratis. Well, the fisha deus rabbis hashosakela al kolbrua, because there are many shitas. Yavoy baharbe psukim mikra baharbe mitzvus laheres ha'inyan. So the Torah went gave many psukim to help guide us. Mi yosepinu del Torah sin because it's one of the ikrim. There are some who hold that Hashgacha HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an all the minim. Bein anoshim or kol shar balechayim. V'yesh mem kitas yachshuv kashkas baruch hu kol inyanei oilam bein balechayim or kol shar edvorim kloima sheisnea dove echad kotin baolam hazeh rak ratzvach zeroset. That everything in this world moves only if he wishes it. At she yachshuv kibin efoil they say that if one leaf falls, Kashrach was Gaza should fall. The Efshashi is Acho Yakuza philosopher Rega, and it had to happen this second. That's beyond. It's not doesn't make any sense. The Yeshkitas Ross Yashavishli Yosimashkahu Klauhun Yashako. Some hold there is no things Ashkah, Ashbrook created the world, but that's it. V'anachnu baladas amitas v'ma sheshemati, nosim hashkachos baruch hu al kol minim balachayim b'chlal. We believe that in all balachayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkach is b'chlalius, kloima, shekol min min aminim v'ma b'odam skayim lo'ilam lo yichal v'im kuloi, is hashkach on each min to preserve it, ke b'hashkachos yimotze kiyim l'chol daba. V'bimina odam namin k'hashkachos baruch hu al kol echad v'echad b'frat, v'ma meivim al kol maseyem, v'chen kibalnu migdoleinu. Now, this is an Indian that a lot have spoken about. Chassidim especially have made this a big, big Indian that anyone who doesn't believe that if a grass fell out for, you know, 1 minute from a wagon, it's only because of Zera Kadosh Baruch, who's a Kaifa, v'cholo. Most of them do not say that. And even though Avraham Fried's Nigen says so mefurish, but I don't know if that outweighs the Rambam, the Chinuch, and others. It's clear that that's what they say. But the problem with when we speak about Hashgacha, first of all, the term Hashgacha means different things in different Sfarim. And that's why a lot of times the Machlokas is really a semantic issue. If Hashgacha means that Hashgacha is aware, like we say, Mashgiach Machalonos, to look and to see, of course the Rosh Hashanah is aware of everything and anything. If we say that all events that happen is because Hashgacha wants the result of those events, I think Ariel would also say that. So in the Hashgacha that some Svarim talk about, or the Hashgacha that he means, is that it's a direct feedback on Maisim Tov and Maisim Roim. Now, let's talk about this a little bit and try to understand where there could be a way. There's a machlokas. The way people explain it, the machlokas boils down to something which is borderline idiotic. Let's give the machlokas the way people say it over. One cat holds, the Heilig Baal Shem Tov holds that every time a grass falls, what happened was HaKadosh Baruch Hu convened the entire Pamal Shemal and said, this grass shall fall now. And then the grass decides and falls. The other sheetahs say, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a mechanism, like a clock that you wind up, and it runs by itself. Grass is falls, grass is come, this and that. The only thing that's Hashgach is whatever is needed in order to make sure that's how to understand what does it mean when HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up a natural world. Does it happen, quote unquote, by itself? I mean, you can look at the world as a HaKadosh Baruch Hu wound up a clock and it's ticking. Is that a problem, to say something like that? Versus to say that each click and tick HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to move the spring? I mean, mine of Gemina exactly. What's the issue over here? Can something happen if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the one? The answer is no. It's not going to be, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be warmed, it's not going to be cold. However he engineers that. So now each cloud that passes by, how do we define the difference whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu got up and gave a cloud and said that the cloud shall pass through, or the normal clouds that are located in a certain place when the wind is moving goes with it? I mean, it becomes one of those idiotic questions that are nothing. You know, is the hat on top of the head? Is the head under the hat? It boils down to meaningless. What you the only place where this has meaning in a sense that it's worth being done on is how do I react to certain events? Lo yaleinu, a misfortune befell. Do I look at it as there must be a reason for it? There's a tit for a tat. It's an oinesh. It's an isoyen. It's whatever it is. Or do I say, listen, it's part of the system. So when it comes to human beings, anything, any issue that is fault person. Person needs to make a chesed nefesh and ask himself, what is this, where might this have come from? When it happens, the things in the world, there are owls that are dying and owls that are living more and owls living less. It has nothing to do with any particular owl. There might be a gzeiros, a chada, and a min. A Kadosh Baruch Hu runs, Daisy the cow and Betsy the cow have no significance that is a shastas. A Kadosh Baruch Hu wants cows because a para and a par are part and parcel of one of the important elements of this world, and there'll always be cows of different types. it's a piece of the puzzle that Kachbar wants. Any particular cow is a mechanical. So Kachbar wanted there should be a lot less cows. The price will go up for that reason, or whatever he wants. And then so Kachbar thinned out the herd. Why did he pick Betsy and Daisy and such cow to thin out the herd? It has nothing to do with the schusim or the rest of the cows, because naturally, older cows, weaker cows, younger cows die. So in terms of what we're supposed to do with the information, that's where you get enough gemina. And that's why it's important. To say that Kadosh Baruch Hu is geyser, we'll take the Avraham Fried story with the caterpillar getting a nap. To say that Kadosh Baruch Hu is to understand the Ashkocha that the Tachlis is the caterpillar should get a good nap, is lurid. It's nonsense. To say that the grass covered it, the caterpillar gets a nap. The caterpillar got a nap. He now went to somebody's clothing and ate up made a hole in his clothing, and this person was upset, or he had to get a new. That, in other words, the pieces being part of the puzzle, and the puzzle ends up in Maise Adam. There's a tachlis in bringing persons away. That makes sense. So a person needs to address it religiously. And this is part of the halachas of Hilchos Tainius. When something bad happens to us, we need to understand lo mikrahu. Rosh Hashanah sent it, and that's what Chazal, the Gemara, and Tainis give us klolim of what's considered unusual and what's not unusual. A mageifa, a person getting sick is not a mageifa, and therefore the tzibur is not goyza. If a certain amount of people got sick, a certain amount of days, it's a mageifa. In other words, Chazal, as vis-a-vis tefillah, also gave us a certain direction of how we need to understand it. Yes.
If I understood correctly, the Rosh Yeshiva wanted to give, there was some machlokas, but I didn't hear.
I'm trying very hard. It's hard for me to believe the machlokas is as sharp and as contrasted as people make it, because to say that there's a tachlis in a caterpillar is absurd. And I can't believe it. And no one says that. And the Baal Shem Tov can't say that coming from no place. It doesn't make sense. If you're telling me that all the pieces in the world are being moved to realize a certain tachlis that has to do with Adam and Klal Yisrael, yes, I don't think anyone disagrees with it. To make a machlokas so people understand, it's also machlokas that boils down to semantics. One person says HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up a big machinery called Teva and things move along in a Tevatic way. And one person says, no, every time every air molecule moves, as Xerim and Ashrayim should move. I don't. What does that mean? Lamay nafkemina. When we say Kadosh Baruch Hu is the root of all existence, the nafkemina is that our kiyum is beritzoinai. But it's not a nafkemina in the practical world. So a machlokus along these lines of was a Kadosh Baruch Hu goyzer that this straw should fall or that neilav. It almost seems to me like a play on words.
I had this machlok of somebody about the Ramban in Torah Hashem Tamimo, where he seems to be arguing with the Rambam about this, but I said also, I didn't understand the machlok is here, but it seems like according to the Ramban, it seems extremely important to him, between him and the Rambam, which I didn't understand. Could the rest of you have anything to say about that?
No, I want to have to look through it. There are a few Rambans, and Ramban is not clear. There are a few Rambans. And I need to go through it again. I once went through it. I have to go through it again and get a sense. And somebody wrote about it. It's a stroll. Aryeh Leibowitz wrote on it and did very well. He took together all the different places and put it together. And he does really good job on it. But there seemed to be, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu brings a problem to Adam, there are also many pieces that have to get put into place. If let's say a person loses his nechassim la'aleinu, that's a gzeira on him. But it was because it started with caterpillars eating up the crop he was growing. The crop he was growing that the default is. So there will be different elements in the Bria that we see Hashkacha, but it's vis-a-vis Adam. And you could make the argument that everything affects Adam at the end of the day, but the point is the Hashkacha is mitzad the To'elas vis-a-vis Adam, not the Gabar Chayfetz itself. That's really the point of it. So he says, okay. So Mela, that those are all the scarim and so on and so forth. Okay, so we'll hold it over here. I think next